Attention, villagers! This is Resident Services with another episode about all the nooks and crannies of Animal Crossing. With you today are from Iloilo, perennial shopaholic RJ, I recently shopped for a casserole dish. From Fantasy Key, occasional challenger Miranda.
I do challenge occasionally.
From Lollywood and Pizza Rizzo, caretaking standard Casey.
You know that me, I'm the caretaking standard.
And from Harmonia, rascally floaty thing Adam.
Float my boat.
Girl, the Rascal Flats reference could have been used.
Yeah, everyone's favorite.
Rascal Flats reference.
In the year of our Lord, 2021.
We're doing Rascal Flats.
I used to love Rascal Flats.
Rascal Flats. I only know Life is a Highway.
Was in the Hannah Montana
movie.
Life
is a Highway.
They were.
It's a bad band name, right? Like, that's not good, right?
Like, no, for pop standards, I think. But for their,
it
like...
It was country, girl.
Yeah. I know, but for country, that's a good name, I think.
Okay.
Better than Lady A.
Hey, so, everyone, this is your Disney Minute.
Are you
APs, let's talk about them.
Are you a, was it a pixie pal, a pirate? A sorcerer?
None of the themes had anything to do with each other. Like,
pixies are pirates. Isn't it pirate and pals? The
pirates, pixie dust pass, sorcerer pass, and incredipass.
I will say, I do like that they went with more specific references than the magic keys, which were just like the dream pass, the believe button,
the Disney cruise line pass.
Yes, absolutely. Why was the discourse, besides obviously the discourse
discourse.
Always, okay, why was it, besides that it's always this way, was it that it was like, it's more expensive, but you get less benefits? What were the less benefits was, I guess, because I am not very in tune with what the current state of the AP program was, so I didn't know what you were losing.
The least that, photo pass is gone.
Yeah, they took away photo pass.
You have to pay, you have to add that on.
Yes.
For $99. Sure. But also,
keep in mind, Memory Maker is $169 for somebody's 2-day vacation. Yeah. Like, it's $169. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So $99. But really, just one person in your party needs it.
Yeah.
So not everyone needs it. Yeah. And when's the last time I waited for a photo pass and was like super excited to get the photos back? They're never
when you needed to get headshots like Miranda and Adam.
Yes, we love a good moment to get headshots.
But also photo pass will still always, oh no, they aren't taking your own phones right now during COVID, right? They won't take your phone from you.
I don't think they started to take phones again yet. Mm. Let's look at my most recent photo
characters
pass.
Aren't back. So
characters are not welcome.
Yeah.
This isn't TBS, girl.
First of all, Adam, it's USA, girl.
USA, characters welcome.
Oh, USA, characters welcome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Home of suits.
So magic
magic made real?
Magic maker, memory maker.
Memory
not maker. Not included.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Obviously, the big discourse is surrounding reservations, moving to a reservation-based system.
To go to the park.
Everybody has to make reservations, right?
Oh,
just
oh
my God. Enjoy these photo. The last photo pass photos.
Oh,
July
girl.
20. When is it?
Wow. Wait, why is it not?
No, they're
going the wrong way.
Oh,
for the listeners, it's a Tree of Life photo with Miranda doing like a tiger
and Harv.
And Harv
grimacing,
just using his hand.
That's
a
good one.
Hold on, wait, yeah. No, it's not. Shot. This is.
Oh no!
Kiss photo.
The hand.
With his hand
with
still,
his hand still like, as a tiger.
Why did we do this?
Oh my God! It was, poor Harv.
And it was so hot out, and we were like, she was like, kiss him, and we were dripping in sweat, and we just looked at each other like, I will throw you off of a bridge right now if you touch me.
They're just so awkward.
So why would you want photo pass on? Like, just skip it.
What memories are you really making here? Okay, so the reservation thing, big deal.
Yeah, but
and I don't mean that sarcastically.
We've had reservations
I mean
for the past, you know, what
year and a half,
and 2 months that the park's been back open. But you now, depending on the level of your pass, you're getting more reservations.
Mm-hmm.
The minimum is 3. like for the $3.99 pass, that
which
is like,
what it currently is for everybody.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm. But it goes up to six
unlimited
five.
Right?
I thought it was five in addition to I don't know.
I thought the $1,300 one was unlimited, or maybe that was just like no blockout dates. Maybe that's
no blockout dates. Okay, but you get at least five reservation days.
You know what I could do with $1,300?
That's a first payment on your earnest money for a home. I just want everybody.
Oh, that's right, Miss Real Estate.
Miss Real Estate.
The CEO of RE.
That pass only went up $100.
Yeah.
Because that was the platinum?
Platinum
Plus.
Yeah, Platinum Plus.
Well, if it's Platinum Plus, then it was the same price.
I've never had platinum using the word plus. I really need them to start using
the word in vocabulary.
Plus is sus. Am I
plus
right?
It's sus. If you're saying this is a plus, it's sus.
It's frustrating because they continue to think that like general discourse on Twitter, which consists of how many specific followers of like Disney fans,
people who still want to like Pleasure Island anything. Back, very specifically.
True.
Bring back Pleasure Island.
If you want them to like do any changes or realize that they've made mistakes, you have to stop buying it.
Things. Yeah.
That is the only way that they will see that it is not working.
So here's what's bad about that is that recently when they announced Ohana was opening back up and they didn't put the stupid noodles on the menu and then everybody threw a hiss fit and then they put the noodles back on the menu, which was probably a PR tactic to begin with. They all thought it was their doing. They brought the noodles back. So now they're thinking, oh, I get to complain about everything. They complained about the other sus plus genie, whatever. And I'm like, you people don't realize, like, first of all, do you know how much money this company has lost? You're not going to get anything for free ever again. Like,
Also, this
and again, we do want to reiterate, we should feel bad for a multi-billion-dollar company. Yeah. That is where we stand.
A multi-billion-dollar company that literally did the Thanos snap and just told 32,000 workers, "Hey, you don't have a job anymore because we're not making money." Okay, bye.
Magic starts with an M, and you know,
and now
also
all of those 32,000 people live here in Chicago.
Yeah,
money please.
I think my big thing has just been like, it just feels like there's so much. It feels like it's just like thing after thing after thing that I'm like, what is going on? It feels a little desperate just to be like, here's all the things that we're doing again to get you back in the thing.
They're using, these are things that already would have come down the pipeline anyway, but because of the pandemic, like they just are like advancing them they're just rocketed them forward.
And they want them all done because they want to focus on the 50th celebration when that starts.
Right. The 50th celebration where the ride we are opening is at the park that's not turning 50. And it is a recreation of a ride from their worst park of
was
all
Tron
12
supposed
parks
to open?
World.
Yes. Yes.
Tron was supposed to be open for this.
And also,
and we still don't have a date on when Guardians is even coming close.
Was Guardians supposed to be open for the 50th?
No, it was always 22.
Yeah, it was 22. Yeah.
Also, what about space?
It was supposed to be Tron was supposed to be this year.
Space 2020 will in fact be open. That opens in a few weeks.
Because Rat was supposed to open last year. So it's supposed to be 20, 21, and then 22 is Guardians.
Oh yeah, Rat
supposedly.
Yeah,
but again, Rat has been ready to welcome guests for the past
since we closed.
Yeah.
It was ready when we closed. You know, it's always
and
open.
It's been 10 minutes.
But guys, there's going to be a new cupcake. So get ready for that cupcake.
All is forgiven. Think they stopped the cupcakes.
Oh, really?
I think they stopped doing the cupcakes for every stupid thing.
Yeah, they
flour is
they're now
goods.
Doing
the pandemic.
Different Dole whips for everything.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like,
moved on.
We've moved on to banana bread. We heard you all love banana bread now. Different banana breads.
Give me a different banana bread.
Maybe see.
RJ made banana meatloaf.
Don't spoil the
what?
What? Ew.
And if you're listening, food
banana
rocks this Friday.
Meatloaf.
We did like
with bananas.
We did like an old timey recipe.
Was it one of Nan's?
Like a 70s? No, it was
like
a 70s.
No, my
recipe.
Mom would never.
Yeah. Well,
first of all, it has flavor. So my mom couldn't. She doesn't listen to this.
Oh my god.
And I will say,
how's everyone's island?
It's great. Well, I've actually enacted a pass for people to enter my island.
Yeah, welcome to Pocket Camp Plus, where we have plussed up our amenities here, and it only costs micro
Resident Services Plus in the Resident Disney Services Talk Plus is included in the Plus.
Yes. If you follow us on Patreon,
Disney Personal Resident Chat. Services Plus.
Yeah. Personal
Genie Plus too, right? Genie Plus?
Yeah. Yes.
Lightning Lane Plus. Yes.
Genie Plus.
Yeah. Well, let's get on with the show.
Let's get on with the show.
Girl, I think this is the show.
This is the show now.
This is
plus,
it.
Plus talk.
Okay, let's just start it. I did download Pocket Camp.
Mm.
Okay, it's been downloaded.
It's in my Apple library.
I made a cute. Correct. Is that? No, not yes. Cute. What do they call no. it?
Yeah, cute's one of them.
Natural is, I think, the first one.
It's natural cute. And cute.
Oh, yeah. Natural, cute, sporty, okay. And cool. Something with else. Rosie. Cool. Are the first
yes.
four.
Rosie was
first.
So, Rosie. Yeah. Yes. And so I believe I got the apple for Rosie. And then I got the same. Whoever Adam was saying is on his little campsite now.
Goldie.
Puck?
I think I got all Puck. The ones that you just said, the five friends.
Yeah, because in Pocket Camp, it's like per level, certain villagers are available to you.
They arrive, yeah.
They right. arrive, yes.
So they're on my campsite, on and vacation. That's about as far as I got.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I learned this week? Mm-hmm. So I about lost my mind. I have always wondered, like, what do I do with these high-priced fish that I catch sometime? Because...
Wait, Casey, what are you about to say? Because I, too, have just, like, expensive fish that I'm like, I'm sure I'm going to need this sometime, right?
Yeah, so I've been storing these fish that I'm like, my villagers never asked for them. I'm not
giving
because
you have the trial. So you have a storage facility.
No, right? I don't have a storage facility.
But you know that those exist in the game, uh-huh, correct?
Yeah, it's like a thing that you can pay.
Yes, girl,
yeah.
You can do like a rent-a-center.
Yeah. Well, okay, so here's what I learned. Because I was thinking, all right, I've got this giant koi that's 50,000 bells worth, but I can
Which
go to Timmy.
Which comes out in American currency to about $2.37, everybody.
I can go to Timmy and Tommy and I can sell them furniture and clothes off of me. Mm-hmm. But I can't sell them my fish. Mm-hmm. And so then I was thinking, like, well, what's the reason for having these giant high-priced fish? Like, is it just so that you, like, when your villager asks for, like, a fish, you can give them a really nice fish and they'll give you, like, a better present, which is true. If you give them a nicer fish
yes,
or
I know
bug,
that. Yes, I've noticed
fruit,
this recently.
Oh, I've only given them what I have the most of in my inventory.
No, if you give a high-priced one.
You'll sometimes get, like, a fortune cookie as well. Like
essences, you might get some good essences.
I got a question. What is? I don't understand Pocket Camp and fortune cookies.
It's a great question, isn't it?
Yeah, fortune cookies.
Fortune cookies.
They're special cookies that have items in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're items.
But why is it a fortune cookie?
I don't know.
Because why is it not like a marshmallow? Because it's a campsite type of thing.
Oh,
you can open a marshmallow. I think it's the gag
Watch
of opening
me
something.
Open a marshmallow.
Well, because you get like a little you get a fortune each time you open a cookie.
Speaking of fortunes, Casey, have we ever told you about the time Adam got a fortune from?
I think it was
we went to one of our favorite Asian fusion restaurants in Chives, and Adam got a fortune, and the fortune said. You tried your best. That was it.
That was the fortune. You tried your best.
But it now you're in funny. Chives.
That is something that St. Peter you. Says to you when you get to Heaven's Gate. He's like, well,
you tried your best.
Come on in. Good.
But anyway, okay.
Okay.
So it doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, it's just, yeah, they have the little cards.
I think they're just going with the literal meaning of fortune. You are getting a fortune inside of your cookie.
Fortune favors the brave.
Fortune favors the bold is the phrase, but yes.
Fortune favors the brave is the song in Aida.
Fortune favors the beautiful.
Well, okay, so here's
Casey,
how,
what
I,
do I, do
here's
with
how
my fish.
I made a fortune.
Here's how Casey made a fortune.
So I'm... I was
CEO of transitions.
So I will admit that there have been a time or two that I've sold a good selling fish in my
market box.
In my market box for less than market value, and it gets bought up immediately. And I'm like, why do they even want that fish? Because I can't even like use it for anything. Like it's just
does it automatically post as under its market value or no?
I mean, it like the first, I mean, like I,
it's like the market value, right?
There's a scale. So like, it'll let you, like you can go up to like a certain amount and I'm like, well, no one's going to buy this for 8,000 bells.
I'll just sell it for the default
37 bells. You can go up and down. But anyways.
Wait.
Can I finish?
Cause I didn't even know you could sell things.
Okay. Oh, so this is what I'm telling you, girl.
Girl.
So if you go into your briefcase, click on a fish, there is a little money bag that says sell, and you can straight up sell it at market value to the game. So I've got a giant snakehead that's worth 4,000 bells that I was putting in my freaking market box. 1,200. So someone's buying it right away and then making a profit off me.
That's what happened to my perfect fruits too.
Yes,
I was wondering about perfect fruits.
Yeah, perfect fruits. I was selling those for undervalue too, and someone's snatching them up. And so I learned that you can open up your briefcase and sell your fruits and your bugs and fish for their allotted value. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine constantly learning?
Okay, wait, I'm doing this right now. What are my big ticket fish?
Well, if you click on it, you'll see like.
Okay, 4,000. Okay, so that's a big one. A giant snakehead, 4,000 bells. Sell.
I mean, it's a racket because you use up all of your bells just to move on a Blathers treasure map.
Let's talk
just,
about
just Blathers. So I could get 10 wool.
Blather said, Red has taught me a lot, and I'm running in the scam game now. You know what? I'm going to save this for my town hall now that I have
I will do this as well. Because I recently did three villager treasure maps. And for some reason, one cost me a little more essence than the other.
I do not understand Gulliver's ship. I don't understand Gulliver's cargo ship. I don't know how it'll be.
The cargo ship is fun.
You know how it'll be like if you click on the one that has like villager maps. Miranda's asleep. Guys.
Miranda is asleep with her eyes open.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm even trying to open this app, and it won't even open.
Are you on Wi-Fi? You are in your dead zone.
1%.
Yeah, you are.
I restarted my Wi-Fi prior to starting this podcast.
But you are in the dead zone.
When you go back to me, when you go to Gulliver and he has the three islands that he will ship to, and typically there's at least one that's a villager map is the reward.
Yeah.
If I click on that one, you have to fill the cargo to a certain amount and then he'll go bring you back whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
When it says recommended items that he thinks that you should give him in order to fill it. Where do I get those? What are those?
The little crates, packages?
In crafts. You have to craft them.
You craft them.
If you go to your furniture items and like scroll to the very end. Miranda's like, I have told you.
I'm going to scroll on TikTok for a little bit.
Just keep it on these mute. Crates.
And they're like 40 points usually. They usually take about like half an hour to
the final one. It's this little package crate. That's 1,000. You need 5 friend powders, 1 Happy Home Academy bag, 1 sparkle stones, and 10 wood, and that'll get you 140 points.
Here's the scam of Gulliver's. Here's the scam of Gulliver's Travels. It's when you get to the end and you're like, here are your 5 prizes. Go ahead and pick one. And you open it up and it's sweet treats. They're like, cool. Well, you know, for 24 leaf 12, tickets, you
12
can
12 leaf tickets.
12, you can pick another one. And if I have 12, I will do it.
Oh,
it's always a juggle. It's always a struggle. Because
it's always a juggle. It's always a
juggle and a struggle. Because I click it and I get another thing of sweets. And then they're like, well, if you do it again, it's only 9 this time.
Yeah, the price goes down every time.
It keeps going down.
Yes.
No.
Every time you buy into it.
If you keep buying into it, it goes down.
The more you buy, the more you save.
Mm. From Casey's book.
Yeah. I got that out of The Art of the Scam by Casey.
Or Casey you just Lee. In the end and then just do another 140 points.
Yeah, but sometimes it doesn't. Yeah, there's something about the percentages and the amount of prizes you get, because sometimes I'll do it and they're at the end. I'm like, okay, there's still 5 prizes to pick from.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That's what I don't understand. But anyway, Gulliver, I've recently been investing in Gulliver's Travel. So that's how
it's
I got some new maps.
It's a classic. Well, yeah,
and Gulliver, once I learned that I could refresh the islands, and I found three islands that were filled with gifts, which are hard to come by to give your friends. So I got gifts because I've been giving RG some really great gifts.
Because I want to get up to 30, girl. I need to open those. Plus, we have gift pluses.
Gift plus. Yeah, there's a gift plus that gives you a fortune cookie if you a guaranteed you fortune 30. Cookie we give. Anyone that's not playing Pokemon has turned off the podcast. Just like you look like Miranda right now.
Yeah.
We're in this together, listeners who aren't listening to anything.
I just love that we're discovering Pokecamp after five years.
That's been out since 2015.
The game literally came out when I was doing Annie at Winter Garden Theater. I was quick changing into my butler outfit.
Herbert Hoover costume.
Yes, my Herbert Hoover costume. When I was like, oop, I gotta go plant some flowers. Any other Pocket Camp news before we jump into
Mums are a scam. Ladybugs are a scam.
That whole game is always a scam, and yet I do it every single time.
I keep on doing it.
I keep on doing it.
You gotta get those purple ladybugs.
Every 120 minutes, I come back in and I harvest those little
buggies. I share my ladybugs so I can get more friend powder. Always need more friend powder.
Always need more friend powder. Casey can't get enough friend powder.
Yeah, and so back on Pizza Rizzo, Queenie has been talking about traveling during a pandemic for silly reasons. Queenie was going to a housewarming party, and the person she was going to see likes a specific chocolate from like a chocolatier, but they don't ship. So she was like, well, I'll have to go in person. Hopefully I can get a flight in and out in time for the party. So she was going to fly somewhere to go get chocolates, fly back, and then go to a party in the middle of a pandemic.
Queenie told you this? Really?
Yes.
In Queenie's defense, she's a bird.
She said
but
flight.
She talked about getting a flight.
Oh. But she's an ostrich, though.
She's an ostrich. It was so
she can speak, so you know.
And I was going so fast through the conversation that I had to save. I saved the video so that
I could
go review.
Because I'm like, what just happened? What fever dream did I just have?
And it was a whole story. And I was like, I've never heard this story from any of my.
I've never heard that
from a sisterly, right? She's sisterly.
I thought she was a snooty. Or she
I think Queenie's.
She's
Queenie's
a snooty. I haven't had a snooty in so long that I've forgotten them.
Okay.
So I must have. I think my villagers are listening to the podcast because someone else asked to leave after I said there's not
so
enough
soon.
People that leave. Yeah, literally a week after Rosie left, Casey. I'm sad to say that Tabby.
Oh.
Tabby with the mouth.
Tabby with the mouth. Tabby said no one.
Hi guys, I gotta go. I gotta spread my wings and fly out of here.
He's a cat.
I gotta spread my legs and
no.
What's new pussycat?
What's new pussycat? Whoa,
wow,
whoa, whoa,
wow.
Yeah, so Tabby realized she wasn't making any money off of her yard sale, so she closed up shop and moved away. And this weekend I was like, I even thought about maybe I'll stream this. I'll villager hunt. I have 30 Nook Miles tickets, and I'm not going to stop until I find a food villager or one of my missing villager types. So I had a jock and a snooty and a cranky, and then just play by it. Yeah. Yeah, because I had too many peppies, too many sweets. My first island was a bunny named Genji.
Genji, we love Genji.
He's a jock. So I was all right. But it is funny now that so I took him, so I didn't have to stream it or anything. Just literally first ticket. But it's
could
funny.
You imagine if you streamed and then it was a 3-minute stream and you're like, well, I guess I'm done. Well, guess have a good I'm day, done. Guys.
You did stream it?
No, I didn't. Because I was, yeah. But it's funny because now I have Genji, mm-hmm. who is very like, yes, like, he's oh, like, yeah, he's like Japanese calligraphy. Like, that's yeah. his, like, that's his yeah. geish. Like, that's his style.
And by geish, you mean also kind of literally geish, like geisha.
Oh.
To an extent. The blush.
The blush.
The white, the blush.
But it's funny because now I have that energy and I have Zucker and I have Pinky. So now I have like a full kind of like Asian.
East Asian representation.
East Asian representation. Absolutely.
Yeah. AAPI.
Happy AAPI month. Ooh. Again. But it was just funny because like.
Asian animal.
When I was talking to Genji, I was like, oh, I forgot. It's been so long since I've had a jock in my villager, in my island since Hamlet. So I've been out of a jock.
No jock juice.
No jock juice.
Famously, Hamlet, one of the villagers you've named as your favorite villager.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
In your long history of naming villagers as your favorite villager.
And now current reigning is Miss Frida. Miss
Frida the sheep.
Yeah, Frida meal. Fry. Yeah, the Frida meal yeah. at McDonald's. Where you get a sheet?
Frida's a Burger King.
All right. Shall we visit the campsite?
I have one
There's
thing to say.
There's another campsite?
Yes.
I have one thing to say before we move on.
I'm adding campsites to every episode so that we have content. Because Nintendo refuses to update this game.
I'll come up with content then.
I have something to say.
Okay.
Over on my campsite on Miss Pocket Camp Plus. The queen has returned.
The queen is coming.
Is it Gupta? Is it Phoebe?
No, girl. Which Ooh. Queen is Kid? Kid oh. is back. She's back in the fray. She's back.
What is she? Civic?
She's returned. Like
I think Civic.
The what episode of Grey's Anatomy where Meredith has COVID and then remembers all of her people that she's ever met.
Yeah,
and this it, in the like beach. A guest star coming back for one episode. Kid has returned.
Is Kid Civic?
Kid is Civic.
The Civic, like, you know how you build those buildings for the different types? The Civic one is literally a high rise.
High rise.
So
I just
good.
Yeah. I just built look the double high rise.
Oh.
Look at the material.
I just built the merry-go-round.
I just figured out that in order to go past your maximum friendship with someone, you have to build their amenity.
Yeah.
Always girl. Learning.
I didn't know that.
We're always learning.
We're always learning. Always
okay.
Growing, always thriving, always changing. But I think we're always staying the same.
I think we are always the same.
All right, let's visit the campsite. Let's see who's in there. Knock, knock. Roar! Roar! Who's in my campsite? Roar! As always, Thanks. We start with, this will be a blind item, as we start with some words of affirmation. So as you can see, this villager's catchphrase is "Sui," and Miranda, former 4-H club,
yes,
future farmer.
Wait, what? FFA. Wait, what
I'm
is?
So sorry.
What animal is that?
Girl,
it's a pig, girl.
A pig.
We'll pick Sui. That was my college mascot. Was. The hogs and you called the pigs. You would go.
You gotta do it now,
Miranda. Pig, please do
suey.
It.
And you do that three times, and then you go Razorbacks.
Wait, is Chop Suey pig?
No,
is that
that's S U E Y.
Oh
my god,
this is word illiterate word.
And their senior quote is always get it in writing, which is good. Listen,
that's
why I don't answer phone calls at work because I need a paper trail.
Yep,
absolutely. Same. Any guesses on villager type, villager species?
Pig.
I think
pig.
Consensus
absolutely
is
absolutely a cat.
Pig.
I've never seen something more
cat-like
lion in my life.
A cranky pig.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. A cranky pig.
Cranky, Miss Cranky Pig. God. Okay.
Ants all over my desk.
Oh, God.
Do you really? I've seen three.
Like a real lazy.
Oop. Oh, you gotta get some spray.
I learned this DIY recipe from the bugs in my sleep or whatever. That's what Zucker always says. Yeah. All right, let's see the design of this villager. Okay, so the interior is a little, you know.
Oh, I made my house with
villager.
I know, I did a villager.
I made my house with straw. I made my house with bricks. I hate diddle diddle. The work and play don't mix.
It's very that vibe on the outside. The inside, though, you've
is
got
not that
the inside.
Very Hawaiian.
The custom, it's
like, very like IKEA,
it's like almost
kitchen
island.
Wood.
Yeah,
I don't think that wall is though.
The wall and the floor are very like island villa themed.
Yeah, but
it's the birch and white ironwood
kitchenette.
Mm-hmm.
Which we love to see.
It's wooden table with a red and yellow quilt.
Can I say one complaint about this picture? Mm-hmm. I wish you had just matched.
I know. I did it on purpose because I knew it would bother you.
Foop me.
Yeah, I wondered. I was like, what is this? The shelving unit. How are we? But I see it now. Okay.
Final guesses before we reveal Miss... Or Mr. Well, they're all Miss.
Let's do a Snooty Pig.
They're all Miss?
No, I just refer to all of them as Miss.
Oh. Yeah. I was like, Mr. Cranky.
I'm starting to think maybe it's a Snooty.
A Snooty Pig.
Always get it in writing.
Always get it in writing.
Always get it in writing.
All right, let's see her.
All right, villagers.
I have no idea. I don't know any of the pigs besides Kevin.
Well, you're all right. It is a Snooty Pig. Let's meet Miss Snooty Pig herself.
Okay.
This is Pancetta.
Pancetta.
That's something you need for your island.
Pancetti. Yes, her name is Pancetti. I think she will be my Snooty because there is no food villager that's a Snooty. So I think I'll make it Pancetti. But let's discuss the Luke because this Monet exchange blonde wig with the rouge and the lashes and the white lips.
The white lips.
the white lips.
This is her concealer a year ago, but she has self-tanned.
Miranda!
And is now
Miranda!
This is fully a Miranda in 8th grade makeup look.
Minus the blonde.
It would have been jet black hair. With bangs.
Yeah,
she has white lips. But look, she does kind of like blush. I mean, not blush, but like she does contour a little bit because the right above the snout is a little lighter.
Yeah, it's a little highlighter on the tip of the nose.
A little highlighter.
But yeah, she's a bronze.
I really like that eyeshadow.
Yeah.
That's her natural skin color.
Oh.
It's not eyeshadow.
She wears the goggles.
She wears the goggles when she tans.
Oh no.
That's probably why her name is Pancetti, because you know, like a crispy pancetti on a
She tans,
yes.
She gets warm. She cooks.
It's the pink blush, it's the blue eyes, which I believe are colored contacts. I don't buy that for a second. And the like inner ear blue is also
here's what I really like about this design. The blue of the eye and the blue of the ear match. The pink of the eyeshadow and the feet and the hands all match. Mm-hmm. And the yellow of the dress and the yellow of the hair match. I just think I really like that they paid attention to that detailing. I really like that.
She's wearing Megan's dress.
She is wearing Megan's dress. Famously called Megan's dress. Mm-hmm. The queen.
Yeah.
I love that white lip. It's such a bold...
A bold choice.
Bold choice. Right.
And it's also it's a lip, but just in like the middle of your lips. Like her mouth goes so wide, but she just did lipstick right here.
Yeah, almost like it's very reminiscent, kinda, but a little bit more played out than like the Sanderson sister lip.
I was gonna say Winifred.
You know, the Winifred lip. Yeah. It's just right there in the middle, but the rest of the smile, no lip.
It's very like like Queens of England back in the day, or like French
Mary Queen of Scots,
like that type, royalty.
I don't think I've ever had a pig on my island, but I think I want a pig. Girl.
Yeah, you did have Boris.
I don't think I've ever had a pig on my island.
Famously, Boris is not a pig, though.
He's a boar.
He's a warthog.
He's a boar.
Yeah. I think
he is a boar. You know what I mean? Oh. But their little tails look so cute.
I know. Their little squiggly tails are so cute. Didn't you have Gala, Casey?
I had a pig. I had...
That you killed off real quick.
Casey, we're not asking about the men you've dated. We are talking about the animal crossing.
Oh my God. Yeah, I've had a pig or two.
This little piggy went to market.
He's a squealer.
That's got to be the title of that. Oh my God. That's got to be the title of that.
He was a squealer.
Oh my God.
But I had Lucy the pig.
Lucy.
She had like the funeral home.
Yes, and you killed her off right away.
Mm-hmm. What did you have, RJ?
I don't think I've only had Boris so far.
Oh, I had Kevin. So, that's the only one I ever had.
Oh, icon king.
Kevin the jock.
Kevin the jock. All right, let's see what else is in store. I don't remember what else is in here.
Oh.
I was comparing other like pigs and lipsticks.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So there's a picture of an actual pig with lipstick with a pearl necklace and applying lipstick.
Because of the famous phrase,
put lipstick on a pig.
And then Miss Piggy herself, which I can see Miss Piggy in Panchetti, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lashes for sure.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was where they pulled from for her, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously Miss Piggy got a terrible haircut.
A terrible haircut.
She got her little pussycat wig. Casey knows what that is now.
Mm-hmm. I know now.
Very familiar.
All right. Okay. So just some fun little things that I found online too. Like this little cute picture of Panchetti as a little star. And then there is a Twitch streamer. I believe his name is Zachary Michael. He was like looking for Panchetti, but he... he basically was like, Panchetti's a boss babe and absolutely sells LuLaRoe, which...
Which
MLM do you think is Panchetti?
I wouldn't say LuLaRoe.
What would you say?
Is there like a trendier Avon?
Arbonne.
Remember Lipsense? Was it Lipsense?
Lipsense.
You remember that?
Yes. She Lipsense. Would sell Lipsense.
Lipsense was the MLM and you just bought lipsticks. Like,
well, that's
that
stayed, it.
That probably deteriorated your lip. But
Panchetti's a little too done up to be selling LuLaRoe. Because LuLaRoe is about just being comfortable.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And like she's lacking too much pattern to be a LuLaRoe consultant.
That, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that.
Yeah. She's wearing a solid, and a solid does not a LuLaRoe
make.
That is
not LuLaRoe.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right. This, I believe.
Yeah. This artwork of her is really cute because it's just like, mm-hmm. like so it makes cute. Me want her it's even. So it's so
yeah.
cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is like the who's at the campsite now is more of just like, look at these villagers another way that could possibly get you to get the
people. I love that she's doing karaoke
here.
Yeah. So we're making new dreamies for people. And speaking of looking at villagers in a different way.
Oh. Stop it. No.
No.
Let's talk about
why doesn't it say slurp?
I think this frog's.
Oh, it's like Kermit. It's like Kermit and Miss Piggy.
Oh. So villagers, listeners. There's a picture of Panchetti and a green frog. I think that's Tad. I don't know my frogs.
I don't remember.
Yet.
We just looked at the frogs.
We just talked about the frogs too. But one of them has that mouth. And I think it's supposed to be a Kermit.
Yeah, they're
moment.
Running together like in love.
And then there's a picture of there are two humanized versions of Panchetti.
Well, one is human.
One is human.
One she's is an cute. Anthropomorphic
she's, you
situation.
Know, she's cute. She definitely, she reminds me of like Cynthia Erivo in Widows where she's like, I run.
Very that.
Yes. Like
this woman is built.
She's stacked. Yeah. And then we have like
I hate this so much. I get so creeped out by her not having a mouth. It actually
but has a snout.
Horrifies me.
Yeah, but has like ears.
That's look Tad.
I wish they hadn't outlined where her like they just stopped drawing her arms so it just looks
like
she
nubs.
Has like Yeah.
She looks like she has sausages for her arms, which,
well,
it's not.
Well, she's out of the theme.
And that's Pancetti. Do I have another one? No, that's it.
Well, now you need her.
I think she's cute.
She's technically,
I think,
food.
So. I think she's made it. She's made it to my dreaming list. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to her.
Yeah.
Congratulitos to her.
Yeah. Because pancetta is bacon, right? Mm-hmm. It's like fancy. It's
fancy,
like
expensive bacon.
Expensive bacon.
Expensive bacon. Rich.
It's
rich.
Italian.
Yes. But
who was that?
Well,
who are you barking?
Who's at?
At
the campsite?
Who's at the campsite?
Who's at the campsite?
All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, it's time for our town halls. This is your town hall. This is when your resident representatives have 1 minute to address their island villagers in proclamation. Casey, do you want to start it off since you are prepared, researched, ready to go?
I'm researched and I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right, Casey, your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers, you're safe today because this isn't about you. You know who this is about? This is about my Google News alerts that I get on Chrome. When I open my Chrome and they give me alerts for, oh, some exciting new updates coming to Animal Crossing this September. I excitedly open it, and what is it? There are three items that you'll be able to hold with your hand. You don't want to miss the light stick. The light stick is coming because data miners have found that there is going to be a light stick, but we don't know how you're going to use the light stick, but it should be a great time. And also the pail for Halloween that you'll carry. Who cares? Who cares? These clickbait news reports are so dumb. You thought our podcast didn't have any news? These news reports don't have any news.
That's 1 minute. Light sticks. Who cares?
Pails.
It's not that we don't have any news. It's that we talk about many other things. Oh, my dad's calling.
But there ain't no news to report.
There's nothing to report. There's nothing new.
And these people are grappling at straws, being like,
this is also when data miners were like, hey, pumpkins means we're going to get more fruits and vegetables in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They said, we're working with Michelle Obama and creating more fruits and vegetables to
put in your school's cafeteria.
Yes. Waffles and mochi.
Mm.
Huh? Appearing. It's her show on Netflix.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Waffles and mochi?
Yes, she's a puppet show, like a Muppets show on Netflix about
Is it currently out?
Yeah, girl, it's been out for like months.
Well, you know what you should be watching is Paris Hilton's cooking show. That's a treat.
Yes. Le Cordon Bleu graduate, Paris Hilton.
Me and Mary and Kate watched like an episode and a half, and it was pretty good.
Did you watch the Selena Gomez one?
Selena Plus Chef.
That was an HBO Max, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Adam, there is a new 9/11 documentary on Hulu.
Oh my God.
RJ, you can cut that from the pod.
Okay, Adam, do you want to go next since you said you had?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. This is your town hall and your time starts now.
Attention, blathers. What are we doing? So if there is a treasure map, I don't understand, and the path is clearly laid out. Why am I paying you to traverse the treasure map? Why can't I just follow the treasure map? There is no deduction here. There is no figuring out of what's going on this treasure map. There's no X marks the spot. It's a path. I'm following the path. Why do I have to pay you to do this? I don't like that. I don't want to pay you money. I'd love to visit a museum.
Oh.
I yield the rest of my time.
That's 1 minute. Yeah, I understand the gag of like rolling the dice and seeing where you land, but it's like, why?
Honestly,
some of those maps are so long.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to lie. If there's an option and I have the amount needed, I will auto clear.
I auto clear when I know I have like a surplus of that thing, and But when it's cash, when it's bells, it's hard to swallow because it's a lot of bells.
Yeah. Whenever
and
I was
many bells.
I was doing one for like 30. It was, I think it's for 30 leaf tickets, and it was 50,000 bells a thing. So I do like maybe one roll every other day because it's like, that's mm-hmm. just so many bells.
That's so many bells.
Yeah. It's a scam.
So many bells. It's a scam, Blathers. The only thing I like from auto-completing is that you get every treasure chest on the way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm. It gives you everything on the board.
Okay, I'll go next.
RJ, your time starts now.
Attention, villagers. Yes, this will be another pocket camp. I'm sorry. But why do we have a cotton shortage in my island? I need to build Colton a regal sofa, and I need 120 pieces of cotton. I have 30. And when my quarry opened up for cotton and it said, hey, pick 5 people, this morning I was like, okay, I'm going to show up there. I'm going to pick 5 people, blah, blah, blah. Like late by like 5 or 6 o'clock, I get the thing that it's like, hey, you've got 5 people already. I go into my quarry and all of a sudden it has changed from cotton to sparkle stones. What do I need sparkle stones for? I don't need a, I need cotton. I have sheep villagers. Can't we just shear them? Muffy doesn't need,
Again, cotton is not wool. These are two different.
Oh, that's all right.
Two different items.
Cotton is from a plant.
Famously in Pocket Camp, you acquire cotton one of two ways. Your villagers can give it to you, or like in the natural world that we all live in, you can hit a rock and cotton will come out of it. You know how
yes,
that works.
A good cotton
yes.
rock.
Yes, I love the mineral rock. Cotton.
It's so annoying. I've never had that quarry thing happen before. And then I read the top and it's like the quarry reward changes at 1 o'clock. 1 a.m. every day. I'm like, no, it doesn't. You just change it halfway through the day.
Yeah, it changes within the day. And it stinks. Well, it's better than the preserves I got today. You want some preserves?
You want some rolled up paper?
You want some jam for your
paper.
Toast?
Oh my God.
Butter. Stream it with Megan Thee Stallion.
The cotton.
It's so annoying.
I too suffer from lack of cotton.
How do I have 8?
I too.
How do I have 800 preserves? And yeah. 15 cotton. How is that possible?
How is Gulliver never bringing over Ingrid? Like, he's never, like, his items he's bringing back are never like, here's some materials.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes the maps are the resources, but right now I don't have any. I have, like, a bunch of Bell's maps and Preserves maps. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't need this.
Yeah. So, but I never have a cotton map. Sometimes cotton is the thing that they want you to use to roll the dice. You'll never see me rolling
You'll
that one.
You'll never see me rolling cotton. I just want to build this damn horse a couch. Okay. My poor Colton won't move into my campsite because I can't build the couch that he wants.
Famously blonde horse Colton.
Blonde horse.
Have you ever seen that episode of Friends where Joey's auditioning to be a game show host?
Yes, you've been bamboozled. And
it's the most confusing game. Mm-hmm.
That's how you feel when you're listening to us talk about Pocket Camp. Miranda's Pocket Camp is bamboozled.
You hit the sparkle rock to get the cotton and then you're just bamboozled.
You've been bamboozled. No. Oh my God.
This is how I feel.
Is that your town hall, Miranda? Are you
no,
ready to go?
I have a town hall.
Oh, okay. Okay, Miranda.
Bring her back to New Horizons.
Okay, Miranda.
Next week, all of us will be playing City Folk. So keep an eye out for that one.
Okay, Miranda, your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers. I know I forget a lot of things. I know I forget to talk to you guys all every day. I know I forget to do X, Y, or Z. But I am so sorry to this one villager for just forgetting that you existed on Fantasy Key. And I might ruffle some feathers with this one. Oh, dear Raymond. Oh, I forgot you lived there until on my title home screen, you were walking around and I go, who's that? Oh, my gosh. I forgot you lived here. So what I'm saying is I'm sorry. And I understand you're popular elsewhere and you may not be getting the hype you need on Fantasy Key. So if you want to leave, I'm willing to let you go to a better home, because I don't think I'm that person for you, because a lot of people do love you. And I'm just apparently not one of them. So.
And that's 1 minute. Remember back in the day where, yeah, like Raymond would be like, I sold him for 5 million bells.
Yeah.
Remember back in the day where we would actively check and vote for the popularity list?
My, how we've aged. Oh, my God.
Raymond, the Smugs are canonically gay. Is that correct?
Yeah. And yes, also, we've said that multiple times.
The do you know the video clip of that guy who's like walking through an office and he's like, I'm gay.
Oh, move, I'm gay. At the copy machine.
Yes, at the copy machine. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yeah.
That's Raymond, because he lives in an office and he's canonically gay. He's that guy. Move, I'm gay.
Well, you know what? It's after tax season and Raymond isn't as popular right now since he is a
That's true.
Yeah.
People wanted him for
So he's just chilling,
especially during the extension, you know.
He's been busy. I don't even think I got my return yet.
Raymond.
I don't think Raymond's an accountant. I think he works for the IRS.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Resident Services. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ResidentsPod. And you can also join our Resident Services co-op, where we share dream addresses, tips and tricks, trade items or villagers, and so much more. That's at facebook.com/groups/Resident Services Co-op. And don't worry, if you don't have Facebook, you can keep up with our conversations on the Ampliverse Discord. You can find the link of our Resident Services channel on the show notes. If you'd like to ask Resident Services a question or leave us your very own town hall, you can visit theampliverse.com and click on the Resident Services logo. There, you can leave a question on our comment box or leave a voice message and we'll play it on a future episode. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen. And while you're there, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review so we can get our lilies of the valley. If you've written us a review, make sure you send us a screenshot of it on Instagram and we'll send you your very own Resident Services sticker. Thanks for hanging in there with us as we hang in here too. As always, Miranda, Casey, Adam, thank you so much for joining me today. Have a fun vacay this weekend.
Thank you.
Enjoy your laborge.
Thank you.
Appreciate all that the unions have done for this country.
Yes, absolutely. All the future workers, farmers. Right? Yes.
FFA,
Miranda. Absolutely. Adam,
everybody
former union
who
member.
Toils in the quarry, getting your cotton.
Getting your
and
cotton.
Your sparkle stones.
Your sparkle stones.
With
and your friendship powder.
Friendship powder.
Yes.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, girl. Oh, girl.
My.
Steel. Wood, friendship powder. These are the ingredients created to create the perfect little girls.
Chemical X.
All right, this is Resident Services. We're signing off. Some pee. Our new theme music is Animal Crossing New Horizons Closed on Sunday Lo-Fi Remix. Thanks to them for letting us use it. Find their music on Spotify, SoundCloud, or YouTube under Closed on Sunday. To contact, DM them on Instagram at Closed on Sunday with 2 Y's at the end.
Discovering voices, building worlds.